The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm glad you're here. I'm with Terry Pinch this morning. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Pat. How are you doing on this wonderful Small Business Saturday?
I'm doing great.
I just want to tell everybody out there to make sure you go out and visit the retailers in your area, the small businesses. This is an opportunity to do some Christmas shopping and really help the people who are the backbone of the retail community here.
Absolutely. We hope everybody takes time today to do that. So our guest this morning is Sarah DeBruin. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here. So
thanks.
Nice, dreary morning, and but it's not white, right?
No, not yet. I'm looking up at the predictions of weather up here, and it's not looking good for the next couple of days.
Well, that's this time of year, so we'll have to put up with it. So we'd like to talk this morning about small businesses and small business, the kind of conjunction of Small Business Saturday and the things that a small business person has to do to start up and get going and things. And it's a big job that you've put together to run a business, to start a business, figure out what it is you're going to do, and then get it up and going. And it's part of the reason that there is Small Business Saturdays, to focus on those folks that put a lot of effort and a lot of time into finding something they have a passion for, and hopefully a lot of other people do too, to support them. So,
right. You know, as Terry said, small businesses are the backbone of the economy. And I have worked with so many small businesses from the beginning through the planning stage, business planning, and financial planning. Those are tasks that you can seek SCORE mentorship for. And SCORE mentoring is free. SCORE will go and give a person a pre-made fill-in-the-blank business plan. They'll help you with figuring out how much lending you might need or how much capital, working capital, all that you need to start your business. And they'll also talk to you about the different forms of businesses that are available to new businesses. For instance, a sole proprietor, that's just you out there putting a name out there saying, I am Pat Lowney and I'm an accountant, or I am a landscaping company, and you don't have to register sole proprietors with the state. They are an indistinct entity. They're not recognized by the state or by the IRS. They're you. Other businesses, and it's actually 90-some percent, probably close to 95% of new businesses in Wisconsin every year are filed as limited liability companies, or what's known as LLCs. And that has a lot of advantages for small businesses. There is limited liability for your personal assets. If you're a small business, you're an LLC, it's the assets and property of the LLC that are at stake and not your personal assets, unless, of course, you go to the bank and you need to give personal guarantees. The other issue about LLCs, right off the bat, the new tax laws have helped LLCs, thanks to Ron Johnson, who really pushes through the tax bill. 20% of your income of your LLC is taken off the top as a big deduction. And that's another reason why LLCs are a very popular form. They are also very flexible. Oftentimes I have clients who've come to me and they've looked on the internet, found something on the internet that looks like an operating agreement. And an operating agreement is like the bylaws of a company. It's the rules that govern the company and how it's going to be operated. And this three-page operating agreement from the internet is woefully short of what you need to do. Wisconsin law is very flexible in operating agreements and allows business owners to modify the law in the operating agreement to suit the way they want to run their businesses.
So in an LLC, can you have a multiple member, multiple owner LLC?
Absolutely. And you can have a single member. If you're a sole proprietor, you can turn yourself into a single member LLC and get all the advantages I just spoke about. And you can have a multi-member LLC, two people, three people. And that's when an operating agreement really comes into play. The operating will govern the three different people or entities. An LLC can be a member of an LLC too. And what roles they have in the business, how they can transfer out of the business, all the succession type planning. When does a person resign as a member and what happens? Those are the things that an operating agreement should cover.
Sarah, is there a time where a new startup should consider incorporation rather than doing an LLC? And what are the differences and why are there times where that would make sense?
A corporation has a lot of formalities in filing and in registration with the state, and tax-wise, it's very complicated compared to an LLC. And if you want to be a corporation, you know, that's fine. You have to have board meetings. You have to board of directors. You have to follow the formalities that are in the Wisconsin laws governing corporations, whereas in the operating agreement, you can change all those things. If you want to have several members in your LLC, you can govern when you want meetings. You can govern what kind of business resolutions you want to have. The formalities are just a lot less for LLCs and corporations, much more difficult, especially if you're just starting out as a small business.
Uh-huh. So I've got a question about meetings with LLCs. Is it a good idea, I mean, you may not have a formal board meeting, but is it a good idea to document meetings that maybe the partners have as you move through the life of an LLC?
Absolutely. You should use meeting. Have someone appointed to do meeting minutes, especially if you're a multi-member LLC. You definitely want to document that. You are required to document things like the change of membership or certain loans that an LLC might take out. Those are documents that are governed by resolutions or written meeting minutes.
I know some of the people that I've worked with sometimes don't do a very good job of that. You know, maybe you have two or three partners and they're all friendly and things like that, and they might get together once a week or once a month or something and kind of talk over the business, but maybe don't document very well and move on down through the life of the LLC, the business and things, a couple of years, and then something doesn't work out or isn't working again. And memories get kind of fuzzy.
Absolutely. I mean, and also the situation is financially, every member wants to be aware of what's going on in the business, and that needs to be recorded in meetings too. You know, you have to get your taxes together. You really want to understand the finances, because every single member of an LLC has responsibility for the finances of that company. And oftentimes I've run into problems with people who say, oh yeah, I know so-and-so, my other member was writing all the checks. Well, the member was writing checks to himself, and the other member didn't know it. But yet, you know, this went on for a year, and he has a duty as the other member to the LLC. It's a duty of loyalty and fiduciary duty to protect the LLC and to know what's going on with finances.
And building on that, another thing that we've seen multiple times in SCORE, especially with multi-member LLCs, is there's this whole issue of maybe you're good friends today. You might not be in a couple of years after working together, or one of the members could pass away unexpectedly. And so you've got the whole issue of transitions and what should happen with that LLC. And so I'm sure you see many cases where people don't plan for it, but isn't that something they should be doing up front too?
Sure, especially in a multi-member LLC. Absolutely. The LLC operating agreements that I draft have that succession planning of, well, what happens to the deceased member's shares? Where does it go? Does the company have the first right to buy it? How is the company going to pay for it? Does the company own life insurance on that deceased member that it can use to buy out the marital property share of the surviving spouse? Those are all things in an operating agreement that are very important to address, because I have seen many businesses come to me. They've, like I said, took a form of an operating agreement off of the internet, and it is just woefully short of addressing those issues. There's no way some of these agreements, they don't address the transfer of shares in the event of divorce, or someone passes away, one of the members passes away, or just wants out of the business.
And it brings up the whole area of life insurance too, because you might have three people in this multi-member partnership or LLC, and they're absolutely critical, and they each have certain roles. Well, if one person passes away, what are you going to do now? Who's going to do what? But more importantly as well, does that mean the LLC ends? Well, maybe life insurance helps you keep that business going for a while. So those are all the things a lawyer can help you talk through.
Right. Absolutely. That's really important. And like you said, the business may end if it's three people who have very essential roles and you don't have a business after that person passes away. You can always have the option under Wisconsin law and under your operating agreements to dissolve the limited liability company. Otherwise, if you want to continue that company, oftentimes companies, LLCs, can buy life insurance and own it, own and insure the life of each member, and then the LLC is a beneficiary of that life insurance policy. So in the event that the company wants to buy out the shares of the deceased member or a divorcing member or just a member who wants to get out of the business, that those are addressed in the operating agreement. It's really important. Those issues are really important. That's a good question.
Sir, I know you don't have the statistics for this, but do you have a feel for, you know, the 90% of small businesses, a startup that you were talking about forming LLCs, how many of those are service-related or retail type of businesses versus a manufacturing business?
Retail, I think, is a lot. Are mainly the people I've dealt with. Service businesses are more popular than manufacturing companies. I do have a couple clients that have started their own manufacturing companies. They're doing a great job, and they're the ones who are going to be creating the jobs, just like the retail people, the service people. They also need all of these documents and other things like licenses and selling permits and a taxpayer ID number for both the state and the federal government. Those are the reasons why each of those businesses wants to come to a lawyer for advice on what they need to run.
Yeah. Okay. So in conjunction with Small Business Saturday, we're talking about small businesses this morning and how to start up and how to keep going and things like that. We'd like to invite you, if you've got a story that you'd like to tell, or a question you'd like to ask about the startup that you did, how it went, to give us a call at 281-1150 or 866-887-1150. We'd like to discuss with you, you know, what things have you learned along the way that you'd like to share. So please give us a call, and we'll talk to you about that. And we're going to take a break. You're listening to BizTalk and WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Do you believe your business can generate more in profits, be more efficient, and grow successfully? At Priora, our vision is applying financial literacy. Yours. You are searching for a method to truly understand and manage the cash flow of your company. You know you should have a better working knowledge of your cash flow. The Priora Business System is an excellent template for the motivated business owner to successfully achieve profitability and growth. Visit PrioraCFM.com for more information or call Tony at 920-450-2840.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at WBD.org.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. Our guest is Sarah DeBruin from Legal Business Edge, and we're going to continue on with that conversation that we've been talking about starting up small businesses in a minute, but we want to spend some time talking about SCORE, Fox City SCORE chapter, and what that is. So all three of us, Terry and Sarah and I, are members of Fox City SCORE chapter and mentor and things like that. We have offices in downtown Appleton. We serve Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. There are other SCORE chapters in Wisconsin. There's one in Green Bay, for example. Stevens Point, and I know in Madison and Milwaukee, and perhaps probably in La Crosse and Eau Claire and maybe Superior and things. We serve, our Fox City SCORE chapter serves also the counties around those three cities. And if you are looking for help with SCORE, that you want some help about, I'm thinking about a business or getting into a business, you can contact the Fox City SCORE chapter at foxcities.score.org and fill out an application, and one of us will get back to you. Not one of the three of us, but there's about 50 of us that work as mentors for SCORE, and we'll get back to you, within 24, maybe 48 hours sometime to set up a meeting. And in that meeting, we'll hopefully the first time we want to sit down with you in person, but some people may only want to talk on the phone. They're busy or something like that, or perhaps even through email. But we want to sit down and figure out, help figure out what it is you're looking for, what kind of help you're looking for. So in the process of applying, we also ask you to tell us what kind of help, what you're looking for. When we get that, we have somebody who does some administration work for us in the background who then finds a mentor that's got the background in the area that you're looking for help for.
And what you'll find when you start a small business is everybody wants to keep it simple, and you'll do whatever you can, but the reality is you're going to face so many different areas that you don't know a lot about. So you might be an expert at some sort of retail crafts type of business, but you're not going to know the accounting side necessarily. You're not going to know the legal side. You're not going to know about websites and marketing. And in today's age, you need that information, so bringing in people to help you is so important, and that's where a SCORE mentor can help, because they will be able to work with you, and I'd really call it, it's risk avoidance as much as anything else. What are the areas you need to watch for, and where do you need to go and get help? So SCORE's free. You can get that advice from people who have lived through it, who've worked through it most of their careers, and help you start to think about what are the things I need to be watchful for before I go forward.
Yeah, the thing about SCORE isn't just there to start up a business. I've had many clients say, oh, I couldn't have absolutely done it without consulting with SCORE, because they give you the business plan and the financial information, how to figure out your operational costs, all that stuff. But if you are an existing business and you are growing, there are also mentors that can help understand how to add employees and what steps you need to take as well.
Yeah, and I just had two recent clients that were ongoing and just worked with them on cleaning up their websites, getting additional contacts, how do they grow businesses, and both of them are doing very well from that. I didn't do the work they did. I just offered them advice and things to think about, and that's exactly what we can do is, here's what you need to think about. Here's some people you can talk to and build that network.
Right, and it's really an empowering situation, because we are not doing the work for the person. Mm-hmm. We're showing them the way, and they are empowered to do what is needed to get their business on the ground.
The other thing I think that's important with all this, too, is these mentoring sessions are all confidential, so that you don't have to worry about me taking your idea and running off with it. If I see something really good, then I'm going to run with it, or I'm going to be blabbing about it around town or things like that. That we do maintain strict confidentiality, so that you can come in and, you know, be a little more free with your discussion and find out what you're really looking for, and know that when you walk out, you know, maybe I have to ask somebody, another SCORE mentor, for example, to come into the conversation, because they've got a better background in something you're asking about than I do. But you also don't have to worry about that idea you're talking about is going to end up all over town.
Sure, I've had clients too, and I'm sure you have as well, that do come in and say, I have this great idea, but I can't tell you. And that's a really good point, that SCORE is a lot like the attorney-client privilege. We have ethics that govern SCORE organizations, and we have that confidentiality built in. If you are really nervous, SCORE mentors can sign a non-disclosure agreement, but you don't have to. Everything is going to be confidential, and they're going to steer you to another confidential mentor if you need a certain type of service or assistance, or building a website or marketing or financial issues.
So if you'd like any help with your small business question or some mentoring, get a hold of us at foxcities.score.org. We're very happy to help. That's what we do. And we're going to take another break. I want to remind you that you're listening to BizTalk and WHPY, and we'll be right back.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
So you have a new addition to your family, or you found that house that you've fallen in love with, or you're getting engaged to the love of your life, or planning a retirement that changes your lifestyle. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, plus checking, savings, and mobile account access that works for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's the camper that gives your family freedom to travel, or the new car that gives you peace of mind, the convenience of managing your money on your phone, or the security of growing your money locally. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, free and easy mobile services, plus checking and savings accounts that work for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business business banker, and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here this morning with Terry Pinch, and our guest is Sarah DeBruin. Sarah is an attorney with Legal Business Edge, and we've been talking about small business startups in conjunction with Small Business Saturday. So we talked this, in the last segment a little bit about SCORE and what SCORE can do for a person looking for some help. But in the mentoring role, there's only so far that a mentor can go. And there comes a time when we need to start referring people to a professional like an attorney or an accountant or perhaps a real estate person or insurance person or something like that. An example that I give is that even though I am a CPA, I don't practice, and so I'm not up to speed on a lot of different things that are going on in the world and the market right now in that area. And I can take you so far, and then I know I have to stop because I don't want to give you bad information either. And then I will turn you over and refer you perhaps to a couple different accountants, or if I'm looking for attorneys, it might be a couple different attorneys and things. And one of the things we like to focus on is that we're hopefully getting you to a point where you can start making an investment in yourself and not make mistakes that can be very costly on the maybe a little, not even that far down the road, but later on you say, man, I wish I would have done this when I set this up and not had gone maybe cheap on it and maybe went out online and found a form or something like that that got done what you needed to do but really didn't help you.
Right. There are many, inexpensive measures you can take on your own to form a business. It's pretty easy to go to the website WDFI.org and form your, do a name search for the business you might want to have a certain name picked out. You do a name search under search corporate records if you push the corporation tab. And then you can also, there's also a menu item for creating your own LLC. And it's fairly simple to do on your own if you're brave enough to do it. The wording is kind of funky in some areas. The website asks you, how are you going to run your LLC? Are you hiring a manager? Or are the members running it? Most often it's the members who are running it. I've had only a few clients who actually set up manager-run LLCs, and those are usually for pretty large endeavors versus a retail store. Managers are usually the persons running the company. You have to have a registered agent. That could be you. That could be an attorney. So they are on top of receiving legal documents, or on top of receiving notices from the state, all that sort of thing that relate to your business.
So, and it is. I've been out on that site, and it is a little. It's not. It's pretty easy, pretty simple site, really. But like you say, the wording can be a little bit challenging, especially if it's your first time doing it or something like that. So. What is the benefit of the investment that a person coming to you, for example, is getting off from that? That you're going to get more. If somebody were to come to you and have you set up an LLC, it's not just going to be go out, fill the form out, pay the fee, and you're done, right?
Right. Yeah. And one of the most important things is to do the name search, because you can't form an LLC that sounds like and is spelled differently than another Rallo sees business, those will be confused. So there are a lot of advantages to doing the name search with an attorney and to making sure that you set up the LLC correctly, you get the articles of organization right off offline, and then the very next thing you want to do, you can do this by yourself. You can do it with the attorney. You go to IRS.gov and get a new taxpayer ID number for that LLC. Those are the two items you're going to need: articles of organization, and the articles of organization, and then the
tax ID.
Sorry about that. to go to a bank and start to open a bank account. That's what you will need. There are other things that we talked at length about operating agreements. I've had weird situations with single member LLCs. Normally, you don't need an operating agreement. You're running the business yourself. But I did have a situation where it's funky under the rules of Wisconsin law. If a member dies and is in an LLC member, that member is disassociated. That means he's no longer part of the business. Obviously, he's gone. But Wisconsin law has a funky situation for single LLCs where the business is still continuing without a member, until a member is going to be named by an order of a probate court. And typically, you know, the members would be the sole heir, or one of the heirs of the deceased member. But it takes some rethinking. That's something I've really learned as a lawyer. I have done with single member LLCs now brief operating agreements that do appoint a person as a succeeding member of the single member LLC, and that's so important because you can't get into bank accounts unless you have a document that says you're a member. You can't pay bills for the LLC. It's like everything has to halt until you have a member appointed. And the only way to do that is, because there's no members who can vote you in, is to get an order from the probate court.
So if somebody's got an LLC set up, somebody's out there listening, and realize that they maybe want to add their spouse to the LLC now, can that be done after the fact, or does that have to only be done when the LLC is set up?
Sure. Under the operating agreement and under Wisconsin law, you can add members. And the operating agreement may say, you know, you need a majority vote of the members to add a new member, or you need a unanimous vote. So, yes, definitely you can add members down the road. But if it's your spouse, she or he's already has an ownership by marital property laws in the LLC and owns a half interest of the member's interest in the LLC.
But you also, for example, the example you were giving with dealing with a bank, you have to be able to prove to the bank that that person has the right to be able to sign those checks and get into that bank information and things.
Right. If you're just the personal representative, you're the personal representative of the estate of the individual, but not the business. Only the members can look at the bank account and do anything with a bank account in a single member LLC. Only a member can do it. And if you don't have somebody appointed to succeed you in that role, should you pass away, then it's going to take 90 days before you might get a probate court order to appoint a new member.
So a lot of this seems to me to be, we all know examples where somebody started something in their garage and it, you know, turned into something bigger and bigger and bigger, and it all worked out and things like that. But the world we're living in now is just more complicated and challenging for a whole lot of different reasons and things. And even where you might have a personal relationship with the bank or the banker, They necessarily can't honor that until they see documentation. They can't, you know, in the past it might have been a situation where I know you and I know who you are and things like that, and I can say, okay, you know, you need to get this taken care of and bring this back to me, but I can let you do this. And now it's becoming more and more difficult to do that kind of thing. I have to see the documentation or I can't let you in even though I know you.
Right, you're talking about doing a lot of market research for a new business. Who's your target, you know, audience for your business? Who's your target customers? Numbers, what do you think you're going to do in the first year, first 3 years? Those are the things that with the bankers and the people I have worked with when they're starting their own business, I've sat in bankers' meetings, and the first thing they do is they turn to the numbers page. They don't look at the, I have this great idea and this is, you know, not around here and there's nobody like us. They look at what your projections are, what kind of money you are putting in, and how large a loan do they think they can secure. And often, new business owners have to sign personal guarantees, and you have to understand what a personal guarantee is. That means you are putting your personal assets up as collateral for a loan. And it's not just the assets of the business. If there is a business that might have a ton of inventory or expensive equipment, the banker, as you know, Pat, will take a security interest in all of the business's assets, but still want a personal guarantee.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you're talking about that, you know, they do go to the financial stuff right away, because if you're an accountant or a banker or an attorney, you're looking at this stuff all the time. You're seeing it, you know, every day, all day long. So you can look at these financial statements pretty quickly and get an idea of whether this is going to fly or not, or whether it's thought out or not. You know, sometimes that's a situation, too, where there just isn't enough thought put into it and somebody forgot something really major. Because they haven't got the experience of doing this, and the person with the experience looks at this and they don't need to read the rest of it. They know it's either going to go or if it's going to go, they're going to read through the rest of it. But if they know it's not going to go, they're not going to take their time. They're going to say, you know what, you need to think this out more. And they won't give you most likely won't give you that information either. They're going to tell you you need to think this out and come back to me after you've done that. You know, maybe a couple of high level things, but nothing in any detail. So you're going to have to go back and find somebody to help you figure out what it was that, you know, turned them off at that point.
Yeah, I had a client just this week. I sat in a meeting with a banker, and they did a great job on their business plan. They had projected their worst-case scenario, a realistic scenario for financials, and what they're dreaming of for their financials. I think it's important to use SCORE in that situation, because they can help you project those numbers in a realistic way and also present them in the right way to the bank. You know, how are you expensing this and that? And SCORE can help you with that type of financial plan.
When you go into a bank, especially for a larger loan, somebody started up in a small business, but maybe they need $500,000, $1 million, will the banker look at the fact that you've brought in lawyers to help you with some of the articles of incorporation, some of the intellectual property, or is that not a factor a banker takes into account?
Oh, they definitely see that as a good asset for a person coming in, to show that they have a really good team of accountants and lawyers, especially if you're protecting intellectual property, which is the main point of your business. Yes, definitely it's an advantage to go into a banker after you've consulted a lawyer. You have good insurance. That's the team you want, an accountant. Every small business owner, I know there's a point when they think, oh, lawyers are expensive, and I have an accountant, he does my taxes, or I've never used an accountant to do my taxes. You need insurance, someone who is an expert in small business insurance, to tell you what kind of insurance you need, because it varies by the business. Those are all the team members you need, and it's often much better to go into a bank or to borrow any kind of money to show that you have done that due diligence yourself.
One of the things we don't talk about very much at SCORE is the fact we have some people that have banking experience, and we will offer a person coming in the opportunity to go through a mock interview with these people and say, okay, why don't you give us your plan and the way you want to present it to the bank that you're going to go to. We'll help you go through that and critique you on that so that, you know, you're going to be much more comfortable with the process when you get there. And if there are any glaring oversights or anything, we can point those out and help you figure that out before you go in. So it's kind of like the idea that you don't go to a concert and see a musician who hasn't practiced or anything and expect to see a great show. You expect to see a great show, and you know those people have practiced and practiced and practiced in the background. We offer that kind of service also to people that come in and, you know, give you a run-through before you actually go live with it, and hopefully it helps you out.
And another thing to consider is don't just go to one bank. Your SCORE mentor can help you and give you resources of several different banks to look at. And if you're going for a small business loan as a small business, that takes a little bit longer time, so you have to be realistic on how long that takes to get a small business loan. It's usually, I think, about 6 months, isn't it, Pat?
So, yeah, it can be. It's much longer than what you're used to with a personal loan or something. And, you know, you have to look at it from their point of view, what they're looking at, too. They want you to succeed, but they want to make sure that you understand how to succeed, too, because somebody who doesn't have that work done ahead of time is going to be creating risk for the bank, which they don't want to get involved with.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point for everybody to think about as they start a small business, is that bankers, lawyers, accountants have so much experience with startup formation and ongoing small business results. They know what's been successful in the past, and they can help you. And one of the things that really does stand out is that whole idea of building a network and bringing the right experts in. And that's why a banker would look for it. That's why accountants and other experts can help you and will help you in that area, is that they know that the small business has brought in the right people to work with them, that sees these things as an investment rather than an expense, is somebody who's more likely to succeed. And that's why it's so important to do this planning up front rather than waiting till there's a problem and then bringing somebody
in. It's called risk management. Mm-hmm. You have an accountant, you have an attorney who's drafted a proper operating agreement because you're going into business with your best friend, and, you know, 3 years down the road, you might hate each other. An insurance guy, accountant, those are all investments in yourself, in your business, for risk management purposes, which makes it much more likely and attractive to a bank to give you that loan.
And yeah, I'd like to go back just to something else you just brought up, and that is, go to multiple banks or credit unions. When you get a car loan, for example, a car loan is a car loan is a car loan. They're pretty basic, and, you know, the consumer protection laws pretty much dictate how a car loan has to be done. In commercial lending, it's kind of all over the place, and that's not good or bad. It just is. So I think we'll get a flavor for what the bank is and whether they want to work with you or not. And there's a bunch of reasons that may not have anything to do with you of why they may choose not to do that loan and be involved in it. But, you know, that doesn't mean somebody else wouldn't.
That's right.
So we're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Biz Talk and WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Manage your banking relationship. Don't be managed by it. Lenders will require a copy of your detailed business plan to evaluate the risks associated with making a loan to your business. Many companies have already benefited by using the Priora Business System to prepare their business plan and provide ongoing monitoring of their business cash flow. Priora Business provides you and your lender with the critical information needed to demonstrate your business will be able to repay the loan. Visit PrioraCFM.com or call Tony at 920-450-2840 for more information.
I'd like to thank our sponsors who help us bring Biz Talk to you each week. They are Fox Communities Credit Union. Fox is a great partner with SCORE. They do great work with personal and business, and we'd like to thank Fox Communities. Alberts & Haling CPAs, they have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. Alberts & Haling offer accounting services geared to support small and medium-sized businesses as well as the individual, including tax preparation and advice. Thank you to Legal Business Edge at Sarah's firm. Thank you very much,
You're
Sarah.
Welcome.
Sarah and her team offer business law, such as forming a business, contract law, and intellectual property, such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. So thank you for your help, Sarah. WBD is really the SBA loan expert, and we're going to have those folks on in a few weeks. But we really thank WBD. Priora Cash Flow Management, and Priora believes that every entrepreneur wants to succeed. Priora offers creative and effective solutions to improve cash flow for your company. In small business, cash flow is critical. So, talk to Priora. You can contact them at www.prioraacfm.com. Or call Tony Bush at 920-450-2840. And finally, we'd like to thank Candale Marketing. They help support our website, BizTalk with SCORE. If you'd like to go back and pick up any of the podcasts from previous shows or see what's coming up, you can go out to biztalkwithscore.com. And the business news. The business news talks about all that's going on in the business world in Northeast Wisconsin, and we'd like to thank them. So as we've talked this morning about Small Business Saturday and the importance of small businesses and things, I think we'd like to leave with the idea that anybody who's been in small business, in a small business, and we have and we're working with people who are and things like that, there's a lot of reasons you want to, the right person wants to go into a small business and operate a small business. It's challenging. And the hours can be long, and the work can be hard and things, but the rewards for people who do this and do it for a long time always outweigh all of that.
Right, and I can't tell you how many times clients have walked into my office with just an awesome business idea and an awesome, startup that they've already done. I'm thinking, okay, why am I a lawyer? Why can't I do something? I enjoy being a lawyer, obviously, but these people have passion for their business, and that's what it takes to really be an entrepreneur. Passion for what you do and hard work.
And I think when I've run into people that I'm mentoring or when I was with the credit union, I was working with people, the ones that have the passion for what they're doing or what they want to do, are the people you want to be around, that they're excited, that passion transfers, and it makes you excited about being with them and wanting to help them succeed. And, that's all of the things, we talked a lot this morning about things you have to be concerned with, and you always have to be concerned about those. But, the rewards, the work you put in, it will transfer to rewards for yourself.
Yeah. One of the things I think you should, anybody looking at starting a small business should just spend some time thinking about what they want out of their business, what they're trying to do with their life, because it's more than just the work. It's when you become owning a small business, it's beyond just the work itself. That's now part of your life. And there's huge rewards for people. But you got to make sure it's the right thing for you and do it in the right way. But there are so many people we deal with every day that you can tell just love every minute of what they're doing. And that's the type of thing you just need to think about it, plan through it, and organize it in the best way possible to make it successful.
So, Sarah, if listeners would like to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
Sure. My website is www.legalbusinessedge.com, and there is a contact form you can fill out and a little bit of a paragraph you can write about what kind of services you need. My phone number is 920-991-0404. I'm located in Appleton on the north side, one block south of Northland Avenue on Mead Street.
Good. Well, thank you for coming in this morning and being our guest. You're always very informed, and we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
We want to encourage everyone now to go out and support their small business today.
I'm going shopping now.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.